Fitty Cent is seeking sole custody of his and Daphne Joy's son. Tom Cruise broke up with his girlfriend over concerns about her chatty ex. And Gypsy Rose Blanchard is separating from her husband 3 months after her prison release. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix. Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Francesca Bacardi. First up, 50 Cent plans to seek sole custody of his and Daphne Joy's son after she was named as an alleged sex worker in a lawsuit. All of this drama with 50 and his ex Daphne Joy has unfolded this week ever since a lawsuit filed in February name-dropped her as an alleged sex worker for Sean Diddy Combs. She has vehemently denied the allegations and posted on social media that this is an example of character assassination. But in light of the claims against her, which have no substantive proof, she actually plans to take legal action. She's seeking out an attorney. But in light of all that, 50 wrote on social media that he's going to see her in court because he's going to file for sole custody of their now 11-year-old son named Sire. Although it began as a report, he confirmed the rumors and said, "I'll see you in court," and then referred to her as a sex worker. In a separate post, he also publicly shamed her for being mentioned in the lawsuit and further claimed that she moved to New York so she could have a second child with him, but when he was too busy to do so, she started getting paid by Diddy. Again, she has denied all of these claims and instead fought back with allegations of abuse and rape. Now, the allegations of these incidences are not actually new. In 2013, he was charged with domestic violence and vandalism, but ultimately cut a deal with a prosecutor and ended up getting 3 years probation and 30 days community service on a vandalism charge. The domestic violence was dropped. Now this week, when she resurfaced them and said that she was free from his abuse, he once again denied that he had ever harmed her and said that he's just focusing on the well-being of their son. He hasn't returned to family court yet, although he says he plans to, and the two will face off in what could be an intense custody battle.
Diddy's attorney has denied all of the allegations in the lawsuit.
Up next, a source tells Page Six that Tom Cruise split from his Russian socialite girlfriend to avoid issues with her outspoken ex. Now, the famed Top Gun star has been dating Russian socialite Elsina Kayarova. They had been seeing each other for a while, but sources confirmed to Page Six that they finally split because Tom was worried about her ex-husband being so chatty with the press. A source told us exclusively, "He's filming and can't be shooting and have her husband saying stuff every time he is mentioned in the press. They just didn't want to deal with the ex-husband coming up with something nasty to say every few weeks." Now, Elsina had been married to an oil tycoon, who apparently prefers the term tycoon over oligarch. The source's comments come after her ex-husband, whose name is Dmitry Vitkov, gave a long interview to the Daily Mail about their marriage and how he warned Tom Cruise to keep his eyes and wallet wide open. The article, given that it was on the record and it was so detailed, worried Tom Cruise and his team, so they thought it best to cut the relationship. That being said, it wasn't that abrupt because sources previously told us that the relationship had been fizzling out because he has been away so often filming and they haven't been together while doing so. And now it's time for the Joy of Six, the most satisfying Page Six story of the week. Gypsy Rose Blanchard and her husband, Ryan Scott Anderson, have broken up after 1 year of marriage. The convicted felon, who, yes, did in fact murder her mother, announced on her Facebook page Thursday that she and her husband of just 1 year have separated. She wrote on Facebook, "Unfortunately, my husband and I are going through a separation and I moved in with my parents home down the bayou." Blanchard went on to thank her family and friends for the support and helping her get through the separation and said that she's learning to listen to my heart. Right now, I need time to let myself find who I am. The now estranged couple actually tied the knot in a jailhouse ceremony in July 2022 while Blanchard was serving 8 years for the murder of her mother, Dee Dee Blanchard. Shortly after her release in December, the couple made their red carpet debut while attending the premiere of Lifetime's Prison Confessions of Gypsy Rose Blanchard in January. They posed together for photos, they packed on the PDA, they looked as happy as can be, but it seems that life after lockup, so to speak, hasn't been as easy as maybe Gypsy Rose made it seem, as she's been going through a lot of changes. She's been transforming her hair. She's been deleting her Instagram and TikTok accounts. She's been kind of going through ups and downs, it seems. Now, the separation does come as a shock to many because she actually previously made headlines for sharing intimate details about her and her now estranged husband's sex life. She said in an Instagram comment that, quote, the D is fire, and that her husband was rocking her world every night. But maybe in hindsight, the D wasn't that fire. And that's it for your We Here Quick Fix. For more juicy stories like these, check out page6.com. See you next week.